Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome to episode 44 of French Your Way podcast. I'm Jessica, a native teacher, native from the Champagne region in France, but now based in Melbourne, Australia with my husband and our upcoming baby. And today I wanted to go over how to translate because versus because of in French, because students of French often mistranslate this expression. There are two reasons for this. Most of the time they translate literally without thinking in advance of the structure of the sentence, which we will see in a moment is different. And another kind of problem can be related to the fact that they don't take into account the connotation implied in the sentence, which will have a different translation according to whether the meaning is positive or negative. So let's explain the difference between because and because of to help you make the appropriate choice in the future. I'll start with because, which is one of the first expressions, one of the first vocab that you learn at the beginning of your French learning journey. So you probably all know it, whatever your level. Because is parce que. So I'm always asked, what's the pronunciation? So parce que, or parce que, or sometimes because of like informal oral style, we don't even hear the R in the middle. It can be parce que. So the pronunciation like really doesn't impede on the comprehension of the words. So there's no difference for us. Be careful to the spelling. Parce que is spelled in two words. The first one is parce, P-A-R-C-E. And the second one is que, Q-U-E, parce que. There's no hyphen or apostrophe, or like I've kind of seen all the different possible spellings in the world. Try to remember that one. So parce que means because. It's a synonym of due to the fact that, and it's generally used with a phrase. So you will have a subject and a verb. For example, je suis restée chez moi parce qu'il pleuvait. I stayed home because it was raining. Because it was raining. Parce qu'il pleuvait. Parce que answers the question why, which is pourquoi. Why, pourquoi. Now, when you want to say not I stayed home because it was raining, but I stay home because of the rain. So, using a noun, the structure is different. And if you don't know anything about grammar, really, it's not just because, it's because of. Because of, which means owing to, is à cause de. So, I stayed home because of the rain. I stayed home owing to the rain. Je suis restée chez moi à cause de la pluie. So, because is parce que, and because of, don't translate literally parce que de or nothing like that. Because of is à cause de. Alright? So, parce que with a phrase, I stayed home because it was raining. And à cause de with a noun, I stayed home because of the rain. So that's the first thing, making the difference between because and because of, which really is the same as in English. Just be careful if there's this little of in the way that you would need to take into account. Now, there are a lot of mistranslation, like wrong choices of words, because of will be different to thanks to. Because of implies a responsibility or something negative. And thanks to implies something positive, that you're praising the thing, the person, the event happening. If your meaning is positive, then it should be thanks to, and the translation in French is grâce à, thanks to. So question is grâce à quoi or grâce à qui, thanks to what or thanks to whom. If you want to say, I passed the exam thanks to my teacher. Well, so here means the teacher did good work, like helped you a lot. It's not I passed the exam because of my teacher. It's thanks to him. So you're going to use grâce à. J'ai réussi mon examen grâce à mon professeur. The class finished late because of the teacher. So generally people don't like finishing late. Maybe the teacher himself was late. Here it's the fault of the teacher. It's quite it's a negative connotation this time. So it's not thanks to the teacher, but really because of the teacher. À cause de. The class finished late because of the teacher will be le cours a fini en retard à cause du professeur. Okay, so because, parce que, because of, like as a negative thing, à cause de, and because of for something positive, which in fact is thanks to, is grâce à. There's a last thing that is like related to our theme, and it's when you say the reason why. You cannot either translate literally the reason why by la raison pourquoi. Now, that's grammatically incorrect. In French, you need to say the reason for which, blah, blah, blah. The reason why is la raison pour laquelle. Have a look in the show notes how it is written, like treat it in your head, but it's always la raison pour laquelle and never la raison pourquoi. In the plural, the reasons why is les raisons pour lesquelles. For example, I was sick, that's the reason why I didn't go to the party. J'étais malade, c'est la raison pour laquelle je ne suis pas allée à la fête. I hope this makes sense to you. Refer to the show notes of the episode to have a little recap, a summary of all the expressions that I've mentioned. It's on the frenchyourway.com.au/podcast44. And do you know that I have another podcast? It's a French Voices podcast. Even if you're a beginner, I challenge you today to have a listen to one of my French Voices episodes and to use the transcript in front of you. So don't try to understand everything. Just try to pick up a few words and tune your ear to French and the general conversation going. It would be an excellent exercise. So know that it's out there and the transcript is available for free. Go ahead and check it out. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Your Way podcast.